Hey there, everybody. Welcome back. It's Andy and Alex. We're down on the field. We've got two people who are getting ready to do our ceremonial first pitches, including this gentleman right here. Why don't you make your way out to the mound? Folks, that is Killian Cruz representing Harry Reid International Airport. He is the youngest person ever to fly a commercial airliner internationally, and he's a two-time Golden Glove winner. Let's give it up for Killian Cruz.
It's time for Tacoma Rainiers Baseball with the voice of the Rainiers, Mike Curto.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Tacoma Rainiers Baseball. Mike Curto with you from Las Vegas, Nevada, where today the Tacoma Rainiers take on the Las Vegas Aviators. It is game four of a six-game series. Well, the Rainiers won the first two games down here, but Vegas bounced back yesterday and won the game, although really it was a question of the Rainiers playing very poorly yesterday, setting a season high by making five errors in one game. They didn't even make four in a game this year. They hadn't made more than three all season. And then yesterday, five misplays led to a bunch of runs for Las Vegas, and Vegas won it 7-5. Tacoma did hit four home runs yesterday, two by Jared Keldick, who's been red hot with an eight-game hitting streak coming into play today. Our starting pitchers in today's game on the mound for Tacoma is Rowenis Elias. Elias is 2-2 with a 4.99 ERA. He'll make his eighth start of the year. He's going to be opposed by Las Vegas right-hander Miguel Romero, who is a reliever. They're having an unexpected bullpen game today, the Aviators. Their scheduled starting pitcher, Jared Koenig, got called up by the Oakland A's today. He was supposed to start this game for Vegas and give them five or six innings. Instead, he got called up by Oakland, and they are going with nothing but relief pitchers tonight instead. And Romero is first man up. Romero on the year 2-1 with a 7.49 ERA in 34 appearances. So Miguel Romero starts for Las Vegas, Rowenis Elias for the Rainiers. We've got a rehabber here today, a little extra help for the Rainiers coming down from the big leagues. And we'll tell you about it as the Rainiers pregame show continues right after this.
At Lucky Eagle Casino and Hotel, we believe everyone deserves to be rewarded well for their play. That's why our free play has real cash value the moment you sign up to be a lucky star. And unlike most casinos, there's no match play required. You can just card in and cash out. At Lucky Eagle, we built the best rewards program in the Northwest because you deserve it. Find us just west of I-5 at exit 88.
The best rewards await at exit 88, Lucky Eagle.
At Canon Electric, we believe your home is your number one investment. You want a service professional who is knowledgeable and trustworthy. At Canon Electric, your home safety is important. So our technicians are not only drug tested and background checked, but are also highly trained. We are so confident you will love our technicians and our service that we back it with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And we have our five super guarantees, which you will not find anywhere else. Visit us at canonelectric.com for more information.
It's called the Mazur Guidance System, and MultiCare has the only children's hospital in the Pacific Northwest to offer it. It's robotic-assisted surgery that can straighten spines in scoliosis patients while reducing risk and recovery times. But some things it can't do, like solve food insecurity in our community. Which is why, along with robotic-assisted surgery, MultiCare also provides free lunches to school kids in the summer. Because healthy communities need more than healthcare. MultiCare. We're here for you.
The Tacoma Rainiers take it on Las Vegas this evening in the fourth game of a six-game series. And the Rainiers getting a little help today. Dylan Moore has joined the club on a rehab assignment. Moore has been on the Seattle Mariners injured list since August 30th with a right oblique strain. And Moore playing shortstop today. And his hope is that the rehab is going to be very short. It could be as little as two games. The Mariners want to get him back on the active roster as soon as possible, of course, but they need him to be ready. So Dylan Moore making the rehab appearance for the Red Ears today. The Red Ears will be here in Las Vegas for a couple more days, have another game here tomorrow night at 7:05, and then the day game on 12:05 on Sunday is the final game of this 12-game road trip. Then Tacoma's going to go home, and the Rainiers play their final homestand of the year starting this Tuesday at Cheney Stadium, Tuesday through Sunday. And that's your last chance to see Rainiers baseball in person this season. in Tacoma. Visit TacomaRainiers.com for more information, the schedule, upcoming promotions, tickets, the whole deal. All right, we'll get to the starting lineups in today's game when the Rainiers pregame show continues right after this.
Dream big, spend small. Bates Technical College students are building big futures and seeing huge savings. Discover a welcoming college campus that caters to you with flexible career and high school programs, adult basic education courses, and game-changing student support. You're bound for big things, and we're proud to be a part of your success story. Big future, small price tag. Apply at batestech.edu/enroll now to get started today.
Wake up inspired at Hotel Murano. From luxurious linens to top in-room technology, from the pillow menu to the help me button in each room, Hotel Murano boasts world-class art and dedication to great service that has earned it top honors from Condé Nast and Travel and Leisure. The convenient downtown location puts guests at the heart of Tacoma's arts and restaurant scene. Ignite the artistic spirit within you at Hotel Murano. Visit murano.com or call 866-986-8083.
Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. In addition to hospital care, they offer leading pediatric experts in surgery, orthopedics, neurology, cancer care, and much more, conveniently in the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's treats your child like their own. They care for the unique needs of the whole child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Don't delay care for your child. Find a pediatrician, urgent care, or a pediatric specialist by visiting marybridge.org. Mary Bridge Children's. We're here for you.
Taking a look at the starting lineups in tonight's ball game. First for the visiting Tacoma Rainiers, who enter play with a record of 66 wins and 72 losses. The Seattle Mariners AAA club is managed by Tim Fedorovich. Leading off playing center field today is Forrest Wall. Batting second, the rehabbing Mariner Dylan Moore. He is at shortstop. Hitting third and playing right field is Cade Marlowe. In the cleanup spot, designated hitter Jared Kelnick. Batting fifth is the second baseman Jonathan Villar. Hitting sixth and doing the catching is Josh Morgan. Zach Green will bat seventh. He is at first base. Hitting eighth, the third baseman Drew Ellis. And batting ninth, left fielder Derek Hill. On the mound for the Red Ears, Roenis Elias. Elias is 2-2 with a 4.99 ERA. Las Vegas is 68-70 on the year. The Oakland A's AAA club is managed by Fran Reardon. They're going to lead off with Connor Capel. Capel is in left field. Batting second is designated hitter Jordan Diaz. Hitting third, the center fielder Sky Bolt. In the cleanup spot, first baseman Matt Davidson. Batting fifth and doing the catching is Bo Taylor. Hitting sixth is shortstop Kevin Smith. Nate Mondu bats seventh. He is at second base. Batting eighth, right fielder Luis Barrera, and hitting ninth, third baseman Mickey McDonald. On the mound, right-hander Miguel Romero. Romero is 2-1 with a 7.49 ERA. Umpires Dylan Wilson is behind the plate calling balls and strikes. David Martinez at first base, and over at third, it is Robert Nunez. Tacoma and Las Vegas, game four of the series. We're about ready to start. That'll do it for our pregame show. We'll be back with the first pitch and the start of tonight's game right after this.
Rainiers Baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tacoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
When you think of your ideal college experience, chances are you think big. Big moments making big memories, big connections, and even bigger friendships. College is a big decision, and at Bates Technical College, you'll be bound for big things in college and career. Start building your big future today at Bates Technical College. Apply today at batestech.edu/enroll now.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra. 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
At Lucky Eagle Casino and Hotel, we believe everyone deserves to be rewarded well for their play. That's why our free play has real cash value the moment you sign up to be a lucky star. And unlike most casinos, there's no match play required. You can just card in and cash out. At Lucky Eagle, we built the best rewards program in the Northwest because you deserve it. Find us just west of I-5 at exit 88.
The best rewards await at exit 88. Lucky Eagle.
At Propel Insurance, we know there's no such thing as a small threat to a small business. Staffing issues, supply chain headaches, weather crises. Propel Insurance can help your business navigate whatever comes your way with smarter insurance. It starts with brokers who get your industry inside and out, coverage that adapts when you need to change course, and an in-house claims department that's with you every step of the way. Learn more about smarter insurance at propelinsurance.com.
When people come before profit, convenience comes without compromise.
That's why BECU has built a top-rated app.
So we can track our spending.
Deposit checks.
Manage debit and credit cards.
Pay bills.
And send money, just like that.
Credit unions are powered by members and the values we share.
And BECU puts that power right in our hands.
So join us.
BECU, more than just money.
Federally insured by NCUA.
Well, good evening, and welcome once again to Tacoma Right Ears Baseball. As we're about ready to start this one, the Right Ears and the Las Vegas Aviators. Forrest Wall back in the lineup today after a day off yesterday, leading things off, hitting 260 with six homers, a 709 OPS. First pitch of the game from Miguel Romero is taken for a ball, and we are underway here at Las Vegas Ballpark. Newest stadium in the PCL opened its doors in 2019. 1-0 pitch is slashed foul down the left field line. We are not technically in Las Vegas, but are in Summerlin, northwest of Las Vegas, where the people live. And this ballpark has been a big success out here. They've drawn very well, the Aviators have. Here's one up and in. We're at high elevation here, and usually the wind is blowing out, although right now it is not. The flags are hanging still on the poles in right field. Here's a pitch now that misses for a ball. Bigger crowd coming tonight. Folks filing into their seats now. There's a pool party going on at the swimming pool behind the right center field fence. Got to look out for home run balls there, as here's one fouled back by Wall. 88 degrees, our game time temperature. Three balls, two strikes to Forrest Wall, leading things off. And he swings and pulls one on the ground to the second baseman, Mondu. And Mondu throws out Wall at first base, and one man is gone in the top of the first inning. Wall grounds out to second. And now Dylan Moore will be the hitter.
Dylan Moore.
Moore on the rehab assignment. He's been with Seattle all year. This is his first appearance for Tacoma this season. He did get into a couple of games with the Red Ears last year, also on a rehab assignment. Moore currently coming back from a strained oblique. He's only been out for 2.5 weeks, which is not long at all for an oblique-related injury. He takes the first pitch for a strike, 0-1 the count. With Seattle, he's hitting 206 with six home runs this year, 15 stolen bases, 741 OPS. He grounds one into right field, a base hit. Dylan Moore going the other way, shooting a grounder through the right side, and that's a one-out single for Moore, so he is on. And now Cade Marlowe will be the batter in just his second AAA game of the season. Marlowe promoted from AA Arkansas on Wednesday. Got into the lineup for his first time yesterday. Had a tough day, went 0 for 5 with three strikeouts. Had big numbers at Arkansas. He swings and misses at a first pitch sinker there, strike one. Moore, a very aggressive base runner, and they throw to first, and he's back in there with a dive. Moore, 15 for 20, stealing bases in the big leagues this year. And now the pitch is grounded foul by Marlowe down the first baseline out in front of that fastball. 0-2 the count to Marlowe. So no balls, two strikes. And the pitch is down in the dirt for a ball, 1-2. Romero working with catcher Bo Taylor. Las Vegas has Matt Davidson at first base, Nate Mondu at second, Kevin Smith at shortstop, and Mickey McDonald at third. And the outfield is Capel in left, Bolt in center, and Barrera in right. Here's the 1-2 pitch. There goes Moore. Pitches a swing and a miss. Strike three. Throw to second is not in time. Stealing second base is Dylan Moore. So he moves himself into scoring position, but Marlowe strikes out for the second out of the inning. And now Kalnick will be the batter. Thought we were going to see a repeat of last night's game-ending interference right there. Marlowe swung and missed at the pitch. And again, he stepped out in front of the plate as the catcher was throwing down, but this time the catcher, Taylor, had already released the ball when Marlowe started just walking across the plate towards the dugout. Last night's game ended on a strike-em-out, batter's interference, double play. Very odd. In fact, the whole ninth inning was odd yesterday. So here's a swing and a foul back by Kalnick with two crucial pitch clock violations called by the plate umpire in the ninth inning of a close game, one for each team, that just didn't need to be called. And then the batter's interference ending the game on a stolen base attempt. 0-1 pitch. Bounce slowly to the left side. Tough play for Smith. Ranges over, and he decides to throw to third to see if Moore overruns the bag, but Dylan Moore does not. So it's an infield single for Kalnick. Swinging at the first pitch. Or second pitch, I guess that was, that he just hit there for the infield hit. Runners at the quarters now. With two outs for Jonathan Villar. Kalnick just extended his hitting streak to nine straight games with that infield hit. So runners at first and third with two outs. And Romero is set. Here's the pitch. And it is swung on, grounded into right field. A sharp grounder, base hit. Scoring from third is Moore. Kalnick goes all the way to third. VR's trying to stretch it into a double. The throw is not in time. VR dives in head first. And he has a double and an RBI. And it is 1-0 Rainiers. And Tacoma has runners at second and third with two outs for Josh Morgan. So VR doubles in the run. And now Morgan comes to the plate. Rainier's trying to turn this into a multi-run, two-out rally in the first inning. And Morgan swings and hits a grounder foul on the third base side. Morgan, a late add to the lineup as Luis Torrens got scratched. And Morgan replaced him at catcher. Rainiers could handle that. They've got three catchers on the roster right now. As here's one low and away to Morgan for a ball. Now the pitch is low and away for a ball. Two and one the count. So two balls, one strike to Morgan. And the pitch from Romero is in there for a strike. Morgan hitting 297 with two homers in 13 games for Tacoma. Down the line from third is Kelnick. VR leads from second. The pitch to Morgan is a swing and a miss. Strike three. They got him. And that is the final out in the first. Raiders get a run on three hits. There were no errors and two runners left. We go to the bottom of the first inning. Tacoma 1, Las Vegas coming to the plate.
Do you know what's great about being a Fred Meyer Boost member? Well, for starters, free delivery on orders of $35 or more. Yep, you'll get free delivery on all the Fred Meyer products you love. And as a Boost member, you'll get more rewards, too, like double fuel points on everything you buy. Experience a new level of membership starting as low as $59 a year with Boost by My Freddy's Rewards. Sign up today at fredmeyer.com. Restrictions may apply. Fred Meyer, celebrating 100 years.
Wake up inspired at Hotel Murano. From luxurious linens to top in-room technology, from the pillow menu to the help me button in each room, Hotel Murano boasts world-class art and dedication to great service that has earned it top honors from Condé Nast and Travel and Leisure. The convenient downtown location puts guests at the heart of Tacoma's arts and restaurant scene. Ignite the artistic spirit within you at Hotel Murano. Visit murano.com or call 866-986-8083.
At Propel Insurance, we know there's no such thing as a small threat to a small business. Staffing issues, supply chain headaches, weather crises. Propel Insurance can help your business navigate whatever comes your way with smarter insurance. It starts with brokers who get your industry inside and out, coverage that adapts when you need to change course, and an in-house claims department that's with you every step of the way. Learn more about smarter insurance at propelinsurance.com.
Right here's get a run at the top of the first inning. And they got that run without a homer, which was nice. Yesterday, the Raiders scored five runs, lost the game 7-5, and all the runs scored on homers. The Raiders' final two runs on Wednesday's game came on homers. They hadn't scored a run on anything other than a homer since the fifth inning on Wednesday. That was a Luis Torrens RBI single. They got one here at the top of the first on VR's two-out RBI double. Well, Roenis Elias makes the start today, and the lefty will face Connor Capel. Left-handed hitter leading things off. Capel in just his sixth game since joining Las Vegas after the A's claimed him off waivers from the St. Louis Cardinals. Seven hits and 19 at-bats with his new squad. He takes a fastball from Elias in there for a strike. Elias finishing up the Raiders season in the starting rotation after pitching out of the bullpen for most of the campaign. Here's his 0-1 to Capel, and it is outside. This has been a season in which Elias has been coming back from Tommy John surgery. So getting extra innings as a starter at the end of the year is good for him moving forward. 1-1 pitch is up high for a ball to Capel, 2-1. His numbers this year, Elias, 2 wins and 2 losses, a 4.99 ERA. This is his 8th start and 36th appearance. Next pitch is inside, ball 3 to Capel, who has a good eye. Elias, in 52 innings, has struck out 40 and walked 17. Now the 3-1 pitch, bounced foul, first base side. Elias really threw well in his last start this past Friday night, a week ago, in Oklahoma City against a good Dodgers lineup. Elias tossed 5 shutout innings. Here's his 3-2 pitch to Capel. Swing and a miss, strike 3. Elias got him with his breaking ball, and down goes Capel, and one man is out in the bottom of the first inning. So Elias, 34-year-old lefty from Cuba, fans Connor Capel. And now Jordan Diaz is the batter. 22-year-old infielder who's DHing today. Diaz has been impressive in the batter's box during this series. And Elias with the pitch to Diaz, and it is taken down low for a ball, 1-0. In 25 games, it's coming up from AA. Diaz has hit .339 with three homers, 23 runs batted in, 885 OPS. Doesn't walk much because he makes a lot of contact. He swings and misses. Right as I say that, counts even, 1-1. One-one pitch, swung on, and hit into shallow center, and that's a base hit for Diaz. So Jordan Diaz with a single. He's on with one out. And now Sky Bolt will be the batter. Bolt, switch hitter, will bat right-handed against Rowenis Elias. Bolt recently outrighted to Las Vegas. The pitch is taken up and away for a ball. He's played in 42 major league games this year with Oakland, hit .198 with four homers there. And he's been in 16 AAA games for Vegas, hitting .361 in this league. 1-0 pitch to Bolt is called a strike, and the count's even, 1-1. Elias in his third go-around in the Mariners organization. Now with a 1-1 pitch, and it is a breaking ball over for a strike, and the count is 1-2. So 1-2 the count to Bolt. And the pitch is hit softly up the middle. McCoy has it, flips it to VR for one. Fire to first, not in time. Bolt legs it out to avoid being doubled up. Nice play by Mason McCoy to field that ball on one hop up the middle, taking a hit away from Sky Bolt. And then he flipped it to VR. They got the force out there, and VR was quite quick on the turn to first base. They nearly doubled up Bolt. So two men are gone at the bottom of the first inning. And now Matt Davidson is the batter. I said McCoy. That was Dylan Moore at shortstop. Apologies to Dylan Moore and his family. So one inside for a ball to Davidson. My excuse is we're so used to seeing Mason McCoy make great plays at shortstop this year that I just naturally assumed it was him. But no, McCoy's off tonight with Moore getting the rehab started shortstop. 1-0 the count to Davidson. And the pitch from Elias is a swing and a miss, and the count's even, 1-1. So ball and a strike, two outs and a runner at first. Dangerous hitter at the plate. And Davidson rips one to left. It is deep. It is back. And it is gone. His third home run of this series. His 28th of the year. And Las Vegas takes a 2-1 lead at the bottom of the first inning. He's been teeing off against Tacoma this week. Davidson homered on Tuesday. He homered on Wednesday. Yesterday, he just hit a triple, no homer. Today, back in the home run column, a two-run shot here in the first. So Vegas is out in front. And the pitch from Elias is a fastball called a strike. Bo Taylor, left-hand hitter, very patient hitter. 0-1 from Elias, swing and a miss, strike two. Elias out ahead in the count now. So no balls, two strikes. And Elias's pitch, breaking ball called, strike three. Down goes Taylor, and that wraps up the bottom of the first inning. But Matt Davidson has made his impact on this game already. Vegas gets two runs on two hits. No errors and no one left. We go to the second inning. It's Las Vegas 2, Tacoma 1.
It's called the Mazur Guidance System, and MultiCare has the only children's hospital in the Pacific Northwest to offer it. It's robotic-assisted surgery that can straighten spines in scoliosis patients while reducing risk and recovery times. But some things it can't do, like solve food insecurity in our community. Which is why, along with robotic-assisted surgery, MultiCare also provides free lunches to school kids in the summer. Because healthy communities need more than healthcare. MultiCare, we're here for you.
There's nothing like driving through the rolling hills of the Pacific Northwest when the sun is shining. Take life by the wheel and embark on affordable luxury with a new Lexus from Lexus of Tacoma at Fife. Luxuries don't stop when you leave the showroom. Lexus of Tacoma keeps you in luxury for as long as you own your new Lexus, like free car washes on your new Lexus, tickets to the zoo and ball games, and more. Visit us in our showroom or online at lexusoftacomafife.com.
The connected world is expanding at an unprecedented rate. How can your business deliver the latest apps and services to every employee and remote location in your enterprise? Infoblox, the leader in modern cloud-first networking and security, gives distributed organizations increased network visibility, automation, and control. So multi-cloud apps and services can be used by everyone, no matter where they are. Infoblox, delivering secure cloud-first networking experiences.
Well, it's 2-1. Vegas with the lead over Tacoma. We go to the second inning of play here at Las Vegas Ballpark on a Friday night. The season is winding down. Just 12 games left, including this one. And only six remaining at home Tuesday through Sunday this coming week. Come join us at Cheney Stadium if you can. It's your last chance until April. Love to see you out at the ballpark. Rainiers are going to be playing Round Rock, the Texas Rangers affiliate. Here's Zach Green leading off the second for the Rainiers. And Miguel Romero with his pitch. And Green takes a strike. Green was off yesterday. He was in the lineup on Wednesday and hit two doubles in that game. He's batting .226 with 17 homers. He's part of a three-way tie for the team lead in homers. He smokes a grounder, but it's right at the second baseman, Mondu, who throws out Green at first base, and one man is out at the top of the second inning. So one down, and now Drew Ellis will be the batter. Ellis, right-hand hitting third baseman, stands in and looks out towards Romero. And the pitch is taken inside for a ball, 1-0. Ellis hitting .205 with 10 homers and a .749 OPS. Now the 1-0 is outside for a ball, 2-0. Ellis with a good eye has drawn 65 walks this year, tied for fifth highest total in the league. He pulls one down the third baseline. That's a fair ball. Gets down for a hit. Ellis is around first, digging for second. The throw from Capel is in time, and Ellis is out at second base, tagged out by Mondu. Ellis tried to stretch it, and he gets thrown out. Well, hopefully that is a trend from last night that does not continue into today. Last night, the Red Ears had three runners thrown out on the bases in the first four innings of the game. One at second, one at third, and one at home. Here's the pitch to Derek Hill now, and he takes inside for a ball. Hill has homered in each of his last two games, both here in Vegas, Tuesday and Wednesday. 1-0 pitch, swing and a foul back. 1-1 the count. So one ball, one strike to Hill, who calls time. He needs to do some groundskeeping in the batter's box. Hill hitting .222 with four homers in 25 games for Tacoma. 1-1 pitch is inside for a ball, 2-1. Two-one pitch, swing and a miss. Counts even, 2-2. Now this one's inside, almost hit Hill on the leg. And it's a full count. On deck is Forrest Wall. Now the pitch grounded back to the mound, knocked down by Romero. He picks it up, flips it to the first baseman for the out. Hill is retired, and that does it for Tacoma. In the top of the second inning, no runs on a hit. There were no errors and no one left. We go to the bottom of the second inning. It's Vegas 2, Tacoma 1.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer? When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community. Places where you shop, walk the dog, or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at soundcu.com and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union, invested in we, insured by NCUA.
At Cannon Electric, we believe your home is your number one investment. You want a service professional who is knowledgeable and trustworthy. At Cannon Electric, your home safety is important. So our technicians are not only drug tested and background checked, but are also highly trained. We are so confident you will love our technicians and our service that we back it with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And we have our five super guarantees, which you will not find anywhere else. Visit us at CannonElectric.com for more information.
Do your friends describe you as personable, trustworthy, and hardworking? Do you enjoy helping others solve their problems? Well, Pacific Office Automation wants to hear from you. We're the most successful and fastest growing supplier of office technology in the country, and we're hiring. We offer awesome careers and training, and many of our positions grow with you financially as you grow professionally. Go to PacificOffice.com and discover how a career with Pacific Office Automation could change your life.
Pacific Office Automation. Problem solved.
Well, we go to the bottom of the second inning. It's Las Vegas 2, Tacoma 1. Kevin Smith leads off for Vegas. Rowenis Elias on the mound. First pitch is fouled out of play. There's strike one. Next pitch in there for a strike. Smith had been on a real tear, a nine-game hitting streak with numerous multiple hit games during that time. But the streak came to an end yesterday. The Red Ears held him hitless. He was 0 for 4 last night. Now the next pitch is a called strike three. And down goes Smith. So one man is out here in the second inning, and that is the third strikeout for Elias already. And now Nate Mondu, the local product from Lake Taps, comes to the plate. Mondu hitting .289 with seven homers, .380 on base percentage. And he takes the first pitch for ball one. Vegas scored last inning on the two-run homer by the slugger, Matt Davidson. Next pitch in there for a strike. Now the 1-1 pitch outside and low for a ball. So 2-1 the count. Next pitch called a strike. So two balls, two strikes. And now a swing and a foul out of play on the third base side. So 2-2 the count. And the pitch swung on, rolled towards second base, and that's scooped up by VR. And he throws to first in time to get Mondu, and two men are gone in the bottom of the second inning. Now Luis Barrera will be the batter. Barrera. Left-hand hitter. Hitting .270 with six homers, .773 OPS. And he swings and fouls one off. Strike one.
Another foul ball sponsored by
Talk to Aaron
Real Estate Guy.
0-1 the count. And the next pitch from Elias is swung on and pulled foul on the first base side. There's strike two. So Elias out ahead of the count. Now the pitch is lined to VR at second base, who makes the catch. And that does it for Barrera in the bottom of the second inning. Three up, three down. Rowenis Elias sets down the side in order. And we head to the third inning of play here at Las Vegas Ballpark. It's Vegas 2, Tacoma 1.
The city of Tacoma reminds you that what goes down storm drains flows directly into our local lakes, streams, and Puget Sound. To make Puget Sound healthy and safe for your family and pets, wash cars on the lawn or at a commercial car wash. Pick up after your dog, bag it, and place it in the trash. Use compost or Tagro instead of fertilizer on your lawn. And fix your car's oil leaks right away. Join the team and do your part to protect Puget Sound. Learn more at PugetSoundStartsHere.org.
Baseball's future is here on MILB TV. Minor League Baseball's rising stars hit the field with major fire, major intensity, and major league ambition. More than 100 teams and more than 6,500 games featuring MLB's top prospects and up-and-coming stars. Watch tomorrow's big leaguers give it all they've got, live or on demand, on MILB TV. Baseball's future is here.
Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. In addition to hospital care, they offer leading pediatric experts in surgery, orthopedics, neurology, cancer care, and much more, conveniently in the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's treats your child like their own. They care for the unique needs of the whole child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Don't delay care for your child. Find a pediatrician, urgent care, or a pediatric specialist by visiting marybridge.org. Mary Bridge Children's. We're here for you.
Number seven, Forrest Wall.
Well, it's 2-1. Vegas with the early lead. We head to the third inning. Forrest Wall starts things off against Miguel Romero, and he takes a strike, 0-1 the count. This is a bullpen game for Las Vegas, so they're probably pretty pleased with Romero already, as here's a grounder foul first base side, as he has made it through two innings and has taken the ball here in the third. They do have a lefty who's just now beginning to throw in the bullpen. 0-2 pitch from Romero is a breaking ball outside. If you missed it on the pregame show, the Aviators scheduled starting pitcher today, Jared Koenig, got called up by the Oakland A's on the day he was supposed to pitch. That's called getting triple-A'd right there. Here's a swing and a grounder right to the shortstop, Smith, who fields it and throws out Wall at first base, one away in the top of the third inning. And now Dylan Moore will be the batter. Moore on the rehab assignment. Singled and scored in the first. He stole a base as well. He went the other way with a ground ball for his base hit in the first. Dylan Moore, 30-year-old utility man. And the pitch from Romero is taken for a called strike, 0-1. Aaron Brown, the lefty, warming up in the Vegas bullpen. 0-1 pitch. Outside for a ball, 1-1. Next pitch coming, swung on, bounced over the mound, charged and fielded by Mondu, throws across his body to first in time for the out. Moore is retired, and two men are gone in the third inning. Nice play by the second baseman, Nate Mondu, there. That one was not an easy one. He had to charge it and field it. A high bouncer, he fielded it in front of the second base bag, but he was charging, so he didn't have time to stop and throw. He had to throw on the move across his body, but got it there accurately to first for the out. Here's Cade Marlowe, and he swings and misses at an off-speed pitch. There's strike one. First pitch changeup from Romero. Marlowe struck out swinging in the first. Next pitch coming. And it is a swing and a bouncer foul, first base side. 0-2 the count. No balls, two strikes. And the pitch is inside for a ball. The Aviators thought it was a strike, and they're going to call for the challenge here. So we have our first consultation to the automated ball strike system. We're using the challenge system tonight. And we've got it on the video board, and the pitch was a strike. So the Aviators were correct. It is a called strike three to Marlowe, and that wraps up the bottom of the third inning. Three up, three down. Tacoma goes in order. We go to the bottom of the third. The score remains Las Vegas 2, Tacoma 1.
If your insurance isn't getting you ahead, it's holding you back. At Propel Insurance, we build smarter insurance programs that not only keep your business protected, but actually give you an edge. It's how we've become one of the largest independent insurance agencies in the country. With deep industry expertise and brokers who understand your world inside and out, Propel can help your business go farther. Learn more at propelinsurance.com. Propel Insurance. Find your momentum.
Ready for an MVP move? Electric vehicle charging at home just got easier and more affordable. Tacoma Power now offers incentives to customers towards the purchase of faster Level 2 charging equipment. Whether you're thinking about buying an electric vehicle or already own one, upgrade now and get up to $600 off. Learn more at mytpu.org.
My name is Jay Allen, Alzheimer's advocate, country artist, and songwriter, and I'm back on air with Boot Barn.
Every little memory made of you and me, every little glimpse of who you used to be, I know you're still in there. deep down somewhere, I swear I still see you between the blanks, dear.
Learn more about the movement at bootbarn.com/backonair.
We go to the bottom of the third inning here at Las Vegas Ballpark. Aviators leading the Red Ears 2-1. Mickey McDonald leading off the third. Swings and misses at an Elias fastball. There's strike one. Elias firing a 93-mile-per-hour heater past McDonald. And now Elias into his motion, and his next pitch is a swing and a miss at a change. There's strike two. So no balls, two strikes to McDonald. O-2 pitch. Breaking ball called, strike three. Down goes McDonald. He just watched that one into the mid of Josh Morgan. And another strikeout for Elias. He has four already tonight. And has retired five in a row since Davidson hit the two-run homer in the first inning. Here's Connor Capel, who struck out swinging on a full count pitch in the first. And the pitch from Elias is bounced past Elias. It hits the base, goes off more, bounces to VR, and VR has to just eat it. Capel has an infield single that basically hit everything. A bouncer that went off the mound and the angle made it hard for Elias. He couldn't field it. That seemed all right. Dylan Moore moved over behind the second base bag. He was ready to field it, except the ball bounced right on top of the base and came up at a different angle, and it skipped off of Moore and bounced right to VR, who was behind him. Infield hit. Here's Jordan Diaz, and he swings and fouls off the first pitch down the first baseline. Green over for a look, but this is out of play. It's like Connor Capel was issued a challenge. How many different objects can you hit with a ground ball? With a single ground ball. The mound, the base, Dylan Moore, and Jonathan VR. 0-1 pitch to Diaz is in there for a strike. 0-2 the count. So no balls, two strikes. And a toss to first, back in standing up is Capel. Now the 0-2 pitch is hit in the air towards right. This is deep. Marlowe's going back at the track, at the fence, but it is gone. Jordan Diaz with an opposite field two-run home run, and Vegas leads 4-1. His second homer of this series and fourth in 26 games since coming up from Double-A. Sky Bolt now the batter. Seen enough of Diaz here in the first four games of this series. I'm convinced he'll hit in the big leagues. Don't know where he's going to play on defense. He's 22 years old and they keep DHing him, but he'll hit. Here's the pitch to Sky Bolt, and it is outside, ball one. Bolt bounced out earlier. He's 0-1. Yeah, next pitch is inside for a ball. Two balls, no strikes. Nobody. 2-0 from Elias. Swing and a miss at an off-speed pitch. So the Red Ears find themselves in a hole early. The good news is that we're in Las Vegas. This is a high-scoring environment. Now pitch is grounded to third on a big chop. Ellis has it, and he throws to first in time to get Bolt for the second out in the bottom of the third inning. So two away, and here comes Matt Davidson. Now the pitch misses for a ball. Next pitch, swing and a miss. Counts even, 1-1. Next pitch is outside. Elias trying to close out the inning. The 2-1 pitch to Davidson is swung on and popped up behind first. Green going back. In comes Marlowe, and Green, the first baseman, makes the catch in fair territory down the right field line. And that is the final out at the bottom of the third inning. Vegas adds two more runs on two hits. The Diaz homer plating them both. No errors, no one left. We go to the fourth inning. It's Las Vegas 4, Tacoma 1.
Dream big, spend small. Bates Technical College students are building big futures and seeing huge savings. Discover a welcoming college campus that caters to you with flexible career and high school programs, adult basic education courses, and game-changing student support. You're bound for big things, and we're proud to be a part of your success story. Big future, small price tag. Apply at batestech.edu/enroll now to get started today.
Hey, Tacoma fans, America's pastime is back for 2022. While you're busy packing the seats to see the future of baseball, Amazon is packing your deliveries, and they have jobs near you. With flexible schedules and a convenient location, you'll love working there. You get competitive pay, great benefits, and career advancement opportunities, all while working with other team players. To learn more about the jobs near you, visit amazon.com/home team. Go Rainiers!
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra. 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Four to one is our score. Vegas leading Tacoma. We go to the fourth inning of play. New pitcher for Las Vegas, left-hander Aaron Brown is in from the bullpen in a bullpen game for the Oakland A's AAA club. Miguel Romero went three innings as the spot starter, and he allowed four hits but just one run. He did not walk anybody and struck out three. And I'm guessing that the pitching coach for Las Vegas, Steve Connolly, is very pleased with that performance from Romero after their scheduled starting pitcher today got called up. Here's Kelnick leading off this inning, and he blasts one to right field, and back is Barrera, and he has room to make the catch. A foot on the warning track, and one pitch, one out in the fourth. Kelnick didn't quite get all of that. He homered twice in last night's game and also had a double.
The second baseman, number 37, Jonathan Villar.
Now Jonathan Villar will be the batter. He had the RBI double in the first, and the pitch is taken outside for a ball, 1-0. Delivery to VR outside, 2-0. Swinging a hot shot up the middle, knocked down by Brown, deflected towards third, picked up by McDonald. Throw to first in time for the out. VR can't believe it, and he is arguing with the first base umpire, David Martinez. He thought he was safe at first base, but he is being steered away by the Red Ears first base coach, as VR thought for sure he had beaten that out. The Red Ears first base coach, by the way, is none other than Mike Cameron, who has been with the Red Ears during this road trip. Former center field star who is now part of the Mariners' developmental staff. Well, two outs, and here's Josh Morgan. And the pitch is called a strike. The VR play is scored 1-5-3. It was deflected by the pitcher to the third baseman who made the throw. 0-1 pitch. In there for a strike, 0-2. So no balls, two strikes to Morgan. Next pitch from Brown is a called strike three on the outside corner, and that does it for Tacoma at the top of the fourth inning. Three up, three down. The Red Ears go in order, and we head to the bottom of the fourth. It's Las Vegas 4, Tacoma 1.
When your staff looks good, your business looks good. And with a customized uniform service program from UniFirst, we look good together. You choose from a variety of styles in the highest quality workwear and receive expert personalized services to improve and maintain your professional business image and desired brand. So call UniFirst at 800-552-4227 or visit unifirst.com to receive the best uniform service in the industry. And let UniFirst show you how we look good together. To journalists at the News Tribune, local means life. It's why we get out of bed and sometimes why we get no sleep. We deliver news about community, catastrophe, creativity, camaraderie. To us, local means going the distance to get you up close to the story. Local means the News Tribune. Will you read local with us? Visit www.thenewstribune.com to subscribe.
Rainiers Baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tacoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
We go to the bottom of the fourth inning. It is Vegas 4, Tacoma 1. Rowenis Elias on the hill. He's allowed two-run homers. One to Matt Davidson, another one to Jordan Diaz. Well, Bo Taylor will lead things off. He'll be followed by Kevin Smith and Nate Mondu. And the pitch to Taylor is poured in there for a strike, going 1-1 the count. We'll get caught up on what happened around the league yesterday. 0-1 pitch is in there for a strike. 0-2. Sacramento and Reno moved their series from Reno to Sacramento because of the smoke from the forest fires that is socked in Reno. Series one down and in for a ball. And bad air quality there, unsafe to be outdoors. So they canceled the first two games of that series that were smoked out in Reno. They're not going to make them up. Not sure why they're not making them up, but they're not. So now the 1-2 pitch is swung on and hit in the air towards left center field, and that's going to split the gap and be extra bases for Taylor. He is at second now as Wall fires it back in. A leadoff double for Bo Taylor going to left center. Now Kevin Smith will be the batter. So they picked up the series on what would have been game three yesterday, but it was game one, and they played it in Sacramento, but Reno still acted as the home team because it was their home game. They also played it with no fans, just in an empty ballpark. And Sacramento won in 10 innings, 2-1. Elliot Ramos had the go-ahead RBI single in the top of the 10th. Now the pitch to Smith is a swing and a miss. And Reno did have a good start from Tommy Henry, who is back in AAA. He allowed just one run in 5 innings. Now Elias with the 0-1 pitch on its way to Smith. And it's outside for a ball. So Vegas actually gained a game in the standings yesterday when they beat the Rainiers. They're 8 games back and in second place. And the Rainiers are in third place, 10 games out. And the Rainiers and Aviators have just 12 games left this season. Series one in the dirt for a ball. Reno comes in here on Tuesday. And the Aces have the possibility of clinching the division here in Vegas against the team closest to them in the standings. In fact, that's a kind of a likely development now almost. Pickoff play at second, and back in safely is Bo Taylor. Close play, but he was in there. Now the 2-1 pitch is hit in the air to center field. And Forrest Wall moves a few steps towards right. And he makes the catch. And there's the first out of the inning. Tagging at second is Taylor. And he will advance to third. So Smith flies out to center. But he does move up the runner. Runner at third base with one out for Nate Mondu. Other games yesterday. Salt Lake beat Sugar Land 6-5. Kian Wong had 2 hits and 2 runs batted in. Monte Harrison with a homer. In the losing cause, Sugarland's Corey Jolks hit his 27th homer. He's up there on the leaderboard. Tied for fourth. Infield in for the Red Ears with a runner at third and one out. The pitch to Mondu is bounced foul in the batter's box. There's strike one. In the East, the fun race, the three-team race, tightened up yesterday. First place, El Paso lost, and the two challengers both won and picked up games. Elias now with the 0-1 on its way. And it's bounced foul, strike two. Round Rock pounded out 16 hits and beat El Paso 10-4. The Round Rock designated hitter Blaine Krim in just his third AAA game went 5-for-5. About that. And El Paso lost for just the second time in the last 12 games. So they have been hot down the stretch. Now a swing and a fly towards the left field corner into foul ground goes Hill, and he makes the catch in foul territory. Taylor's tagging and trying to score. The throw is not in time. It was a little offline. Morgan had to leave the plate to get it, and then he lunged back to the plate attempting a diving tag, but Taylor was able to reach the dish before being tagged out. So the run scores. It is a foul ball, sacrifice fly for Mondu to the left fielder. And it is 5-1 Vegas. And now Luis Barrera will be the hitter. Oklahoma City beat Albuquerque last night 6-2 behind Ryan Pepio. Now the pitch to Barrera is a swing and a miss. Pepio went 5 scoreless, struck out 8, got the win. He's 9-1 with a 2.59 ERA. Oklahoma City had homers from James Outman and Ryan Noda. Bush had 3 hits. So in the East, El Paso still in first. Oklahoma City is 1 game back, and Round Rock is 2 games back going into today's action. Here's a pitch outside for a ball to Barrera. One pitch, swung on and fouled away, and that is strike 2. So 1-2. Elias rubs up a new baseball on the hill. Now this pitch is outside. So 2-2. And the pitch from Elias is outside, 3. Las Vegas. We're at the bottom of the fourth inning. And Elias' pitch is a swing and a miss, strike 3. Down goes Barrera, and that closes out the inning. But a leadoff double leads to a run. 1 run on 1 hit, no errors, no one left. We go to the fifth. It is Las Vegas 5, Tacoma 1.
Do your friends describe you as personable, trustworthy, and hardworking? Do you enjoy helping others solve their problems? Well, Pacific Office Automation wants to hear from you. We're the most successful and fastest growing supplier of office technology in the country, and we're hiring. We offer awesome careers and training, and many of our positions grow with you financially as you grow professionally. Go to pacificoffice.com and discover how a career with Pacific Office Automation could change your life.
Pacific Office Automation. Problem solved.
Thank you, Rainiers fans, for your continued support of Tim's Cascade. Game day always brings out the best in the players, the team, and our fans. Load the bases and go for the grand slam with your favorite bag of Tim's Cascade potato chips while enjoying the game. With Tim's, you will always score. Tim's Cascade is preferred by locals. We are Pacific Northwest, the official snack of Tacoma Rainiers baseball, available in your local grocery stores.
When people come before profit, convenience comes without compromise.
That's why BECU has built a top-rated app,
so we can track our spending,
deposit checks,
manage debit and credit cards,
pay bills,
and send money just like that.
Credit unions are powered by members and the values we share.
And BECU puts that power right in our hands.
So join us.
BECU, more than just money.
Federally insured by NCUA.
We go to the fifth inning. It is Las Vegas 5, Tacoma 1.
First baseman number 12, Zach Green.
Zach Green, Drew Ellis, and Derek Hill try to get things going for the Rainiers against the left-hander Aaron Brown. Green grounded out earlier, and the pitch is taken for a strike, 0-1. Brown came in last inning, retired the side in order. Next pitch from the left-hander And it is up and away for a ball. Now this pitch is outside for a ball. Two balls, one strike. Green's been with the club all year long this year. Signed late in spring training. 2-1 pitch. Outside, ball three. So three balls, one strike. Next pitch coming. And it is a swing and a miss. And the count goes full, 3-2. Payoff pitch coming. And it is outside, ball four. Green draws a leadoff walk. First walk drawn by a Tacoma batter tonight. We'll see if that leads to anything. Green will head down to first base. And now Drew Ellis will be the batter. A single to the second inning and was out trying to stretch it into a double. Now a snap throw to first, and back in with a dive is Green. It was pretty close, but he got back in safely. Green has not attempted a stolen base in the 2022 season. Now the pitch is a breaking ball called a strike. Next delivery, up high for a ball. One pitch, outside, ball two. Two balls, one strike. Now the runner goes, pitch is high, throw to second base is not in time. Green steals it with a head first dive. His first stolen base of the season. And for Tacoma, that is their 182nd steal of the year. The Red Ears continue to lead the league in stolen bases. And the pitch is swung on and bounced foul on the third base side. 3-2 the count. The 182 steals is the most for a Tacoma team since 1983, when the Tacoma Tigers stole 198 bases. And the franchise record was set the year before, 1982. When Tacoma stole 229 bases, that's out of reach. Three, two pitch, swing and a miss, strike three. Ellis is the first out here in the top of the fifth inning. Second strikeout for Aaron Brown, and now Derek Hill will be the batter.
Left fielder, number one, Derek Hill.
Hill 0 for 1 today. Now the pitch is a swing and a foul back. Now the next pitch is inside for a ball. So one ball, one strike to Derek Hill. Right here is trying to get something going here, trailing 5-1 in the top of the fifth inning. Now the pitch is swung on and fouled off on the first base side.
Your attention, please. That foul ball brought to you by...
Hill back in the batter's box now. Now here comes the 1-2. And it's swung on and chopped to the right side. Over to get it is Mondu, and his throw to first is in time for the out. Advancing to third on the play is Zach Green, but there are now two away in the top of the fifth inning. And Forrest Wall will be looking for a clutch two-out hit.
Number 7, the center fielder, Forrest Wall.
Wall's 0-2 with a couple of groundouts today. Entered play with a little four-game hitting streak, but during the four games has 8 hits. Even with his 2 groundouts tonight, he's 8 for his last 17. Pitch from Aaron Brown is up and in for a ball. They shift him with 3 infielders on the right side. Now the 1-0 pitch is outside for a ball. 2 balls, no strikes. Pitch coming. And it's swung on and looped out into shallow center. Here comes Bolt on the run, and he makes a running catch, reaching down knee high to glove it at full speed. And Wall is retired for the final out in the top of the fifth inning. No runs, hits, or errors, and 1 runner left on base. We're halfway through it, middle of the fifth, with the score Las Vegas 5, Tacoma 1.
The connected world is expanding at an unprecedented rate. How can your business deliver the latest apps and services to every employee and remote location in your enterprise? Infoblox, the leader in modern cloud-first networking and security, gives distributed organizations increased network visibility, automation, and control. So multi-cloud apps and services can be used by everyone, no matter where they are. Infoblox, delivering secure cloud-first networking experiences.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra, 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
When you think of your ideal college experience, chances are you think big. Big moments making big memories, big connections, and even bigger friendships. College is a big decision, and at Bates Technical College, you'll be bound for big things in college and career. Start building your big future today at Bates Technical College. Apply today at batestech.edu/enroll now.
Well, we go to the bottom of the fifth. It is Las Vegas 5, Tacoma 1. And the first pitch of the inning is hit by Mickey McDonald to the left side, deflected by Elias, picked up by Ellis, who throws him out at first base. One pitch, one out in the bottom of the fifth. So Rowenis Elias quickly gets the first out, and now he'll work on Connor Capel. Capel is 1-for-2 with a strikeout and an infield single. And here's a breaking ball in there for a strike to Capel, 0-1 the count. Mariners are in action in Anaheim, trailing the Angels 5-3 in the fifth inning. Hot grounder to short, it eats up Moore and bounces off his glove and rolls out into shallow left, and safe at first base is Capel. We'll see how they score that one. Backhand attempt by Moore, and they're going to give a base hit to Capel. So he has his second infield hit of the night. Runner at first with one out for Jordan Diaz, who's 2-for-2 with a two-run homer. In the Mariners game, Carlos Santana's hit a homer. Julio Rodriguez led off the game with a homer. But the Angels have gotten to Robbie Ray for 5 runs with Luis Ranifo and Mike Trout going deep. There's a toss to first, and Capel's back in. Now Elias with the pitch, and it is swung on and hit in the air to right field. Diaz is not going to get another homer. This one is caught a step or two in front of the warning track by Cade Marlowe, and that is the second out in the bottom of the fifth inning. The right ears get him out. Diaz is now, let's see, 6-for-17 with 2 homers in the series and 6 runs batted in. Sky Bolt will now bat. He's 0-for-2, couple of grounders in the infield. Runner at first base. There goes the runner. Pitch is a strike. Throw to second is not in time. VR didn't catch the throw cleanly. And safe at second base is Capel. Good throw by Morgan. They had a chance to get him there. VR was trying to sweep his glove and catch the throw and do a sweep tag at the same time, and the ball went in his glove and popped out when it hit the runner. So Capel has the steal. It's his 21st steal of the year at the AAA level. Oh, one pitch is outside for a ball to Bolt. One ball, one strike. Now a swing and a fly down the right field line into foul ground goes Marlowe, but he has no play on this one. 1-2 the count. So 1-2 to Bolt. And the pitch is swung on and grounded foul, third base side. Elias trying to close out the fifth. He's pitched exactly 5 innings in each of his last 2 starts. Now the pitch is a check swing foul by Bolt. Now Elias with a 1-2 pitch coming. And it is swung on, grounded towards short. Backhand pickup by Moore, and he slings it to first for the out, and the inning is over. Bolt grounds out to shortstop. Vegas does not score in the fifth. No runs on a hit. There were no errors. One runner left. We go to the sixth inning. It's Las Vegas 5, Tacoma 1.
Do you know what's great about being a Fred Meyer Boost member? Well, for starters, free delivery on orders of $35 or more. Yep, you'll get free delivery on all the Fred Meyer products you love. And as a Boost member, you'll get more rewards, too, like double fuel points on everything you buy. Experience a new level of membership starting as low as $59 a year with Boost by My Freddy's Rewards. Sign up today at fredmeyer.com. Restrictions may apply. Fred Meyer, celebrating 100 years.
There's nothing like driving through the rolling hills of the Pacific Northwest when the sun is shining. Take life by the wheel and embark on affordable luxury with a new Lexus from Lexus of Tacoma at Fife. Luxuries don't stop when you leave the showroom. Lexus of Tacoma keeps you in luxury for as long as you own your new Lexus, like free car washes on your new Lexus, tickets to the zoo and ball games, and more. Visit us in our showroom or online at lexusoftacomafife.com.
I did a site visit and the space is absolutely incredible.
Estee's Reiki Clinic is opening another studio across town.
But there's a lot to wrap up.
But staffing an entire office requires more than just deep breathing.
A receptionist and at least 4 new practitioners.
Indeed can help them hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. We instantly connect you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
On to the sixth inning. It is Las Vegas 5, Tacoma 1. And the Red Ears will send Dylan Moore, Cade Marlowe, and Jared Kelnick to the plate this inning against the left-hander Aaron Brown, who's tossed 2 scoreless innings without allowing a hit. His pitch to Moore is in there for a called strike. Moore's 1-for-2 with a single, and he scored the Red Ears' lone run of the first. This is the first game of what is expected to be a very brief rehab assignment for Moore, as he takes a strike now, 0-2 the count. On the Mariners IL with a strained oblique. He's a guy who plays all the positions, so he plays shortstop in this rehab game. He'll probably play the outfield tomorrow, I'm told. Next pitch called, strike 3. Moore goes down looking. And that is the first out at the top of the sixth inning. Strikeout number 3 for Aaron Brown, and now Cade Marlowe will bat. Marlowe's 0-for-2 with a couple of strikeouts tonight. Brown into his motion, and the pitch is taken for a ball. 1-0 the count. Now the 1-0. Swing and a bouncer foul, first base side. Marlowe getting the taste of AAA ball here at the end of the season. He's likely to open the season with the Red Ears next year. 1-1 pitch on its way. And it is down low, 2-1. Marlowe coming off a good year at AA Arkansas, where he hit .291 with 20 homers. And he should, I would think, get invited to big league spring training camp next year, as here's one inside for a ball. 3-1 the count to Marlowe. Three-one pitch on its way, and it is up and in, ball 4, and Marlowe reaches. So he heads down to first base, drawing a one-out walk. And now Jared Kelnick will be the batter. Kelnick has singled and he has flied out. There goes the runner. Pitch is up and in. The throw down to second base is not in time. Marlowe steals second base with a head first dive. And that is his first AAA steal. I lied. He played in one game on the last day of the season for Tacoma last year, and he actually stole a base in that game. He takes out for third. The pitch is a swing and a miss. Throw to third is not in time. Marlow steals third. Back-to-back steals on back-to-back pitches. And Marlow had 36 bags at AA Arkansas, got caught 10 times. And he's 2-for-2 here tonight. And he's at third with one out. One ball, one strike to Kaldic. See if he can get him in. Brown's pitch is swung on and fouled away, and that is strike two. So Kaldic's behind in the count. One ball, two strikes. Down the line from third is Marlow. Only one out. Vegas with the infield shifted and back. 1-2 pitch is hit in the air, foul again by Kelnick. Still 1-2. Here comes the 1-2 again to Jared Kelnick. And it is swung on and hit in the air to left field. Going back on the ball is Capel and on the warning track and now coming in, and he makes the catch. Tagging at third is Marlow, and he scores. And the Red Ears make it a 5-2 ball game. And Kelnick comes through driving in the runner from third with less than two outs. In fact, he got the runner home after there were two strikes with a sac fly to left.
Second baseman, number 37.
So Kelnick has his 61st RBI, which leads the Rainiers. Base is empty now with two outs, and VR the batter. Those stolen bases really assisting as they led to the Rainiers run. VR fouls off the first pitch. There's strike one. Now the 0-1 pitch from Aaron Brown is outside. One ball, one strike. Now a swing and a ball hit past the pitcher, but flagged down by Mondu, the second baseman, and he throws out VR at first, and that wraps up the sixth. But the Red Ears get a run without a hit. One run, no hits, no errors, no one left. We go to the bottom of the sixth inning. It is Las Vegas 5, Tacoma 2.
At Lucky Eagle Casino and Hotel, we believe everyone deserves to be rewarded well for their play. That's why our free play has real cash value the moment you sign up to be a Lucky Star. And unlike most casinos, there's no match play required. You can just card in and cash out. At Lucky Eagle, we built the best rewards program in the Northwest because you deserve it. Find us just west of I-5 at exit 88.
The best rewards wait at exit 88, Lucky Eagle.
Thank you, Rainiers fans, for your continued support of Tim's Cascade. Game day always brings out the best in the players, the team, and our fans. Load the bases and go for the grand slam with your favorite bag of Tim's Cascade potato chips while enjoying the game. With Tim's, you will always score. Tim's Cascade is preferred by locals. We are Pacific Northwest, the official snack of Tacoma Rainiers baseball, available in your local grocery stores.
Wake up inspired at Hotel Murano. From luxurious linens to top in-room technology, from the pillow menu to the help me button in each room, Hotel Murano boasts world-class art and dedication to great service that has earned it top honors from Condé Nast and Travel and Leisure. The convenient downtown location puts guests at the heart of Tacoma's arts and restaurant scene. Ignite the artistic spirit within you at Hotel Murano. Visit Murano.com or call 866-986-8083.
We go to the bottom of the sixth inning. It is Las Vegas 5, Tacoma 2. Rowanis Elias going to pitch into the sixth inning here tonight. He has not gone longer than five yet since moving into the rotation, but he's been building up his arm strength and pitch count. He's up to 73 for tonight, and he'll work on Matt Davidson, who drives the first pitch towards left, and it is back, and it is gone. It just did clear the top of the fence. Matt Davidson swats another homer, his 29th of the year and second of this game, fourth of this series. My goodness, he's got six homers in his last eight games. And it is 6-2, Las Vegas. So Davidson parks one, and now Bo Taylor is the batter. Taylor's 1-for-2 with a double so far. We'll check out our Mariner Farm report. So the pitch to Taylor is outside for a ball. Only the Rainiers and Double A Arkansas are still playing. Arkansas is in their final weekend of their series this weekend. They wrap up on Sunday. But the Mariners Double A team won yesterday 5-3 over Corpus Christi in the Texas League. Here's a foul back. And it was Taylor Dollard's final start of the year. He went five innings, allowed one run on four hits, no walks, three strikeouts. And he wraps up his season at AA Arkansas, 16-2 with a 2.25 ERA in 27 starts. As Taylor waves at a pitch and misses. Dollard, just a terrific stat line. He's going to lead the minors in wins with the 16, I believe. And I don't think there's anyone in AAA who gets another week or two of their season who could pass him. So the 1-2 is inside to Taylor. Two balls, two strikes. He pitched 144 innings for Arkansas, gave up 106 hits. The batting average against him was just 203. And he walked 31, struck out 131. Right, here's challenge to the last pitch. And it has been called a strike three. The Rainiers win the challenge. And the video is not working, but the plate umpire has the earpiece in, and he got the signal that it was a called strike three to Bo Taylor. So the Rainiers win that challenge. Sixth strikeout for Elias, and now Kevin Smith is the batter. And the pitch is called a strike, 0-1 the count. Double A Arkansas is going to finish a few games over 500. They've already clinched that, in fact, regardless of the outcome of their last two games. Here's a pop-up behind first. Green is back down the line, and it drops in. Breaking for second is Smith. The right ears throw there and tag him out for the out anyway. And that's the second out of the inning. Green couldn't catch it, racing back on the ball. Down the line, he was on the move. This was a hard play, and it landed, but Cade Marlowe was there. The right fielder picked it up. He threw it to VR, who put the tag on Smith at second base for the out. And two men are gone in the sixth inning. So Smith is credited with a single. And then he's out 9-4 at second base. Cade Marlowe with the outfield assist. Pitch to Nate Mondu, misses for a ball, 1-0. From Elias, breaking ball up high. 2-0 the count. Now the 2-0 pitch is fouled off, 2-1. Mariners announced their Arizona Fall League roster today. 9 players and 1 coach. Two-one pitch to Mondu, fouled away. And none of them are from Tacoma. They're all younger players. But the coach is from the Rainiers. Alone Leishman is going to be the pitching coach for the Peoria entry in the Arizona Fall League, where he'll not only work with the Mariners pitchers sent to that team, but also the other organization's pitchers who are assigned to the Peoria club. 2-2 pitch, hit in the air down the left field line. Giving chase is Hill, and he can't get it. It's a foul ball. Still two balls, two strikes to Mondu. The pitchers going to the Arizona Fall League that Leichman will work with include Ty Adcock, who is coming off of an injury. He's Class A prospect for the Mariners. Jorge Benitez, also at Class A. Adam Macko, who's on a bunch of the prospect lists. Class A pitcher. Juan Ten, who was with AA Arkansas, injured most of the season, but healthy now. The 2-2 pitch fouled away. And a starter we've talked about on these broadcasts, Brian Wu, a right-hander who was with Everett for a while and then got moved up to Arkansas at the end. He's an interesting arm, a draftee from 2020, I believe. So now the 2-2 to Mondu. Swing and a miss, strike three. Elias got him with a breaking ball, and that closes out the bottom of the sixth inning. Strikeout number seven for Elias. Vegas gets one run in the sixth on two hits. There were no errors and one runner left. No one left on, pardon me. We head to the seventh with the score. Vegas 6, Tacoma 2.
It's called the Mazur Guidance System, and MultiCare has the only children's hospital in the Pacific Northwest to offer it. It's robotic-assisted surgery that can straighten spines in scoliosis patients while reducing risk and recovery times. But some things it can't do, like solve food insecurity in our community. Which is why, along with robotic-assisted surgery, MultiCare also provides free lunches to school kids in the summer. Because healthy communities need more than healthcare. MultiCare, we're here for you.
At Propel Insurance, we know there's no such thing as a small threat to a small business. Staffing issues, supply chain headaches, weather crises. Propel Insurance can help your business navigate whatever comes your way with smarter insurance. It starts with brokers who get your industry inside and out, coverage that adapts when you need to change course, and an in-house claims department that's with you every step of the way. Learn more about smarter insurance at propelinsurance.com.
The connected world is expanding at an unprecedented rate. How can your business deliver the latest apps and services to every employee and remote location in your enterprise? Infoblox, the leader in modern cloud-first networking and security, gives distributed organizations increased network visibility, automation, and control. So multi-cloud apps and services can be used by everyone, no matter where they are. Infoblox, delivering secure cloud-first networking experiences.
Ladies and gentlemen, now pitching for Las Vegas, number 18, Jake LeMoyne.
We go to the seventh inning. It is Las Vegas 6, Tacoma 2. Rainiers trying to rally in the late innings tonight. They've got Josh Morgan, Zach Green, and Drew Ellis coming to the plate against new pitcher Jake LeMoyne. LeMoyne in relief of Aaron Brown, who went three innings without allowing a hit, but he did allow a run that was earned. He walked two and struck out three.
The catcher, number 21.
Josh Morgan.
Josh Morgan,
0 for 2 today. He settles into the batter's box to face LeMoyne. LeMoyne in his 22nd appearance for the Aviators. 2-0, 5.20 ERA. He's been in the big leagues this year, his first major league call-up to Oakland. And the pitch to Morgan is swung on and bounced to third on one big hop. McDonald fields it, and he throws out Morgan at first base. One pitch, one out in the top of the seventh inning. And now Zach Green will be the batter. Talking about the players, the Mariners announced are going to the Arizona Fall League. We went through the pitchers. The position players, some names here. In fact, two of these guys have played for Tacoma. Here's the pitch to Green, and it is outside for a ball. The infielders, one of them is Robert Perez Jr., who spent time with the Red Ears in 2019 as a fill-in player when he was just 18 years old, but he actually got some big hits for the Red Ears Now the 1-0 is a swing and a miss by Green. And Perez drove in over 100 runs this year, split between low A Modesto and high A Everett. I bet he hits it up in the Arizona Fall League. Bet he puts up some numbers there. He'd be my pick to click. Here's one in for a strike to Green. Another infielder, Jose Caballero, who was at AA Arkansas but on their injured list almost the entire season, just recently got healthy. He's going to the Fall League to get a chance to get some more at-bats. 1-2 pitches outside, 2-2. And then the outfielders, Spencer Packard from Everett is one of them. He played for the Red Ears early this season when Tacoba was short players. He got into a game. Now the next pitch is outside, ball three. Full count, 3-2. And the pitch is waved at and missed there, strike three. And LeMoyne has retired the first two batters he has faced. Wrapping up the Arizona Fall League assignments, outfielder Alberto Rodriguez, who has a spot on the Mariners 40-man Major League roster and spent this whole season at Advanced Class A Everett. They're getting him more at-bats in the Fall League. Here's Drew Ellis, 1-for-2 with a single. And the pitch is breaking ball outside. Next pitch is a swing and a miss. Counts even, 1-1. Next pitch misses for a ball. Now this pitch is a swing and a foul back. Still 2-2 to Drew Ellis. Two outs, no one on at the top of the seventh inning. And this pitch misses ball three. So full count, 3 balls, 2 strikes. Now here comes the payoff pitch to Ellis. And it is swung on and popped up on the right side. The first baseman, Davidson, is under it. And he makes the catch, and that is the final out at the top of the seventh inning. 3 up, 3 down. The Red Ears go in order, and we are at the seventh inning stretch here in Las Vegas with the score Las Vegas 6-2.
O'Reilly Auto Parts is here to keep your car on the road with our free loaner tool program. Your local store has more than 80 specialty tools available to rent for your next repair. Refundable deposit required. Ask our professional parts people about the loaner tool program today at your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store or visit O'ReillyAuto.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
At Cannon Electric, we believe your home is your number one investment. You want a service professional who is knowledgeable and trustworthy. At Cannon Electric, your home safety is important. So our technicians are not only drug tested and background checked, but are also highly trained. We are so confident you will love our technicians and our service that we back it with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And we have our 5 super guarantees, which you will not find anywhere else. Visit us at CannonElectric.com for more information.
At Lucky Eagle Casino and Hotel, we believe everyone deserves to be rewarded well for their play. That's why our free play has real cash value. The moment you sign up to be a Lucky Star. And unlike most casinos, there's no match play required. You can just card in and cash out. At Lucky Eagle, we built the best rewards program in the Northwest because you deserve it. Find us just west of I-5 at exit 88.
The best rewards await at exit 88, Lucky Eagle.
We go to the bottom of the seventh inning. It is Las Vegas 6, Tacoma 2. Roenis Elias has thrown 87 pitches through six innings, and he is staying in the game here at the bottom of the seventh. He'll face Luis Barrera, Mickey McDonald, and Connor Capel. There is a left-handed reliever warming up in the pen for Tacoma. First pitch to Barrera, and it is up and in for a ball, 1-0. Barrera has lined out and struck out so far. And Elias' next pitch is inside for a ball. 2-0 the count. Next offering from the lefty is high, ball 3. So Elias falls behind 3-0. Kyle Bird is warming up in the Tacoma pen. 3-0 pitch poured in there for a strike, 3-1. 91 mile per hour heater from Elias. Three and one now. And the pitch is inside, ball 4. Barrera has a leadoff walk in the bottom of the seventh inning. That's the first batter Elias has walked tonight. Mickey McDonald is now the hitter. He's 0 for 2 tonight with a strikeout and a ground out. The pitch from Elias is a fastball called a strike. Now the 0-1 fastball called a strike, 0-2. Elias promptly gets ahead of McDonald. Now this next delivery, swing and a miss, strike 3. Got him with a breaking ball. That was a thing of beauty. Down goes McDonald, and that's strikeout number 8 for Roenis Elias. And that is a season high for him. Connor Capel will be the next batter. And the toss to first base. Elias once had a 13 strikeout game in a triple-A game in the International League. And he was with Pawtucket that year, or at that time that year, as here's a swing and a miss by Capel. He struck out 13 Norfolk Tides and had no walks in that game. 2016. He spent most of that year with Pawtucket. So his next pitch makes the count 1-1 to Capel. He had 19 starts for Pawtucket that season and then appeared in 3 games only for the Red Sox. Now a swing and a foul back by Capel. He got a little more time with the Red Sox the following year in 2017. Back with the Mariners in 18 and 19. Here's the 1-2 pitch to Capel, and it is swung on and popped up on the third base side, and Drew Ellis in foul territory makes the catch. There's out number two. Capel fouls out to third, two away. And now Jordan Diaz is the batter. Diaz, two for three. With the homer in the third inning, the opposite field two-run homer. Now the pitch is in there for a strike. Now the next pitch is popped up foul down the right field line. Marlowe over, but that's out of play. So no balls, two strikes to Diaz. And Elias is ready. And the pitch is up high for a ball. Now Elias bounces one up to the plate. Diaz doesn't swing at that. Two balls, two strikes. So two balls, two strikes, runner at first, two outs. Elias with a pitch to Diaz, and it is a breaking ball inside. He flinched at it but did not go around with his swing. And the count is full, three balls, two strikes. Now the runner will be off with the pitch. Barrera takes off, 3-2 pitch, down low, ball four. Elias didn't walk anybody all game, and now he's walked two here in the seventh inning. That might be it for him. Kyle Bird's ready in the bullpen. Sky Bolt is the next batter. Elias' pitch count is 105. The Red Ears catcher, Josh Morgan, goes to the mound to talk to Elias. And their conversation is pretty brief. Wow, no sign of Tim Fedorovich. They're going to let Elias face one more hitter, it appears. And Bolt just settling into the batter's box now. And two on, two out. Elias's pitch is inside for a ball. 1-0 the count. To Bolt. Elias's pitch is taken up high for a ball, 2-0. So 2-0 the count. And the pitch is swung out and fouled away. Count goes to 2-1. Now the 2-1 pitch. And it is a breaking ball fouled off. Two and two. Mariners have fallen behind big in Anaheim, 8-4 in the sixth inning. Luis Radifo's second homer of the game, a three-run shot. He has switch hit home runs against the Mariners tonight. 2-2 pitch, swing and a foul back. We saw plenty of Luis Radifo the last few years with Salt Lake. And he's a one-time Mariner minor leaguer. They're the ones who signed him when he was a teenager. Traded him when he was, I think, in Class A. Not to the Angels either. He's been traded a couple times. Went to Tampa Bay originally. 2-2 pitch. Swung out and pulled to left field. And back on this ball is Hill, but it's over his head and up against the fence. And it bounces away from him and shoots back in towards the infield. Barrera scores. Diaz scores. In at second base with a two-out, two-run double is Sky Bolt. And it is 8-2 Las Vegas. So Bolt rips one over the head of the left fielder for a two-run double. That will do it for Elias. They're going to bring in Bird to face Matt Davidson. Elias threw 111 pitches tonight and went 6 2/3 innings. And he is done for today. We'll take a break for this pitching change. In the seventh with the score, Vegas 8, Tacoma 2.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer? When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community. Places where you shop, walk the dog. Or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at soundcu.com and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union. Invested in we. Insured by NCUA.
Do you know what's great about being a Fred Meyer Boost member? Well, for starters, free delivery on orders of $35 or more. Yep, you'll get free delivery on all the Fred Meyer products you love. And as a Boost member, you'll get more rewards, too, like double fuel points on everything you buy. Experience a new level of membership starting as low as $59 a year with Boost by My Freddy's Rewards. Sign up today at fredmeyer.com. Restrictions may apply. Fred Meyer, celebrating 100 years.
At Cannon Electric, we believe your home is your number one investment. You want a service professional who is knowledgeable and trustworthy. At Cannon Electric, your home's safety is important. So our technicians are not only drug tested and background checked, but are also highly trained. We are so confident you will love our technicians and our service that we back it with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And we have our 5 super guarantees, which you will not find anywhere else. Visit us at CannonElectric.com for more information.
We're at the bottom of the seventh inning. Las Vegas leads Tacoma 8-2. There is a runner at second base with two outs. Matt Davidson is the batter. The Red Ears have brought in Kyle Bird from the bullpen for his 40th appearance. He's 5-1 with a 6.91 ERA. And in 43 innings, he has struck out 43 hitters and walked 30. So Davidson has already homered twice in this game. And he settles in, right-hand batter. And he swings a big cut and misses the first pitch. There's strike one. So 0-1 the count. And Bird's next pitch is a swing and a miss at a breaking ball, strike two. Well, Bird promptly gets ahead of Matt Davidson. No balls, two strikes. And Now the 0-2 pitch, swing and a foul tip still, no balls, two strikes. Now the 0-2. And it is a little bit high to Davidson. One ball, two strikes. Now the 1-2 is a swing and a miss. Strike three, Bird fans, Matt Davidson, and that closes out the bottom of the seventh inning. So he comes in and gets his man, but the Aviators add two more runs on one hit. There were no errors, and one runner was left on base. We go to the eighth inning. It's been all Vegas tonight. They lead 8-2.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra, 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
To journalists at the News Tribune, local means life. It's why we get out of bed and sometimes why we get no sleep. We deliver news about community, catastrophe, creativity, camaraderie. To us, local means going the distance to get you up close to the story. Local means the News Tribune. Will you read local with us? Visit www.thenewstribune.com to subscribe. When your staff looks good, your business looks good. And with a customized uniform service program from UniFirst, we look good together. You choose from a variety of styles in the highest quality workwear and receive expert personalized services to improve and maintain your professional business image and desired brand. So call UniFirst at 800-552-4227 or visit unifirst.com to receive the best uniform service in the industry. And let UniFirst show you how we look good together.
We go to the eighth inning. It is Las Vegas 8 to Tacoma 2. Derek Hill, Forrest Wall, and Dylan Moore will try to get things going for the Rainiers here in the eighth inning. Hill has grounded out twice. He's 0 for 2. And he settles into the batter's box now. News from the majors to pass along. First, LeMoyne's pitch to Hill is roped into center field. There's a base hit. First pitch swinging. Derek Hill lines a single to center field, and that's the Red Ears' first hit since the second inning and just their fifth hit of this game. Leadoff single for Derek Hill, and now Forrest Wall will be the batter. Center field. Cardinals beat the Reds today 6-5, and Albert Pujols hit another one. A two-run homer, number 698 for Pujols. He might actually get to 700 this year. How about that? So here's one outside to Wall. 1-0. Now a throw to first base. Hill's back in. Just a remarkable end of career surge for Pujols this year. He's in the right spot in St. Louis, his original team, and they're deploying him in the right way against left-handed pitching, and he's thriving. There's a strike to Wall. 1-1 now. Now the 1-1 on its way, and it is ball two, 2-1. That looked like a challengeable pitch. We've only seen two challenges in this game, one for each team. Guess that means the umpire's doing a good job. Does anyone ever say that? There's a throw to first. Back in is Hill. Now a pitch is low for a ball. 3-1. Well, as soon as it happens, as soon as I say it, we've got a challenge. The pitch was called a ball, but the Aviators catcher challenged it. And now they do have the video working, and it was, it's a strike. They were right. So the count now is even on Forrest Wall. 2 balls, 2 strikes. So the 2-2 pitch is swung on, bounced to the right side, fielded by Mondu, goes to the shortstop to get the lead runner forced out. Wall reaches on a fielder's choice. 1 out in the 8th. And now Dylan Moore is the batter. Moore 1-for-3 in his first rehab game, singled in the first inning and scored a run. Houston Astros clinched a playoff spot today. Second team to clinch a playoff spot. The Dodgers had already done it. Astros won their 95th game today. Shut out Oakland 5-0. As here's one in for a strike to Moore. Verlander made the start. He's trying to get healthy again for the playoffs. And he pitched 5 scoreless innings without allowing a hit today. Got his 17th win. Yordan Alvarez homered in each of his first 3 plate appearances. Moore chops one down the third baseline. Nicely picked by McDonald, and he throws to first for the out. Wall ends up at second base, but there are 2 outs in the 8th. And now Cade Marlowe is the batter. Marlowe's 0-for-2 with a walk and a run scored. Right fielder, number 30, Dean Marlowe. Pitch to Marlowe is swung on and lined into right center. There's a base hit. And coming around third is Wall. He will score. Marlowe's on his way to second. He stops there with a double and an RBI. Marlowe with his first hit as a right here this year. A 2-out RBI double in the 8th inning, and it is now Las Vegas 8, Tacoma 3. Clean line drive towards right center, and he runs well and got 2 bases out of it. Now Jared Kelnick will be the batter. He's 1-for-3 tonight. Or 1-for-2, pardon me. He had a sack fly. So 1-for-2 with a single and an RBI. Takes the first pitch low for a ball. Wanted to note the Nationals game. They beat the Marlins 5-4. And both those teams are just having awful seasons. Why are we even talking about this? Well, I'll tell you. 1-0 pitch is a swing and a miss, 1-1. The game-winning RBI for the Nats today scored in the 8th inning on an RBI double by Ildemaro Vargas, longtime Pacific Coast League player, longtime Reno ace. In fact, he's their all-time hit king. And the Nats have been playing him almost daily down the stretch this year. So here's one in for a strike to Kalnick. And he challenges it. He thought it was low. And so we'll go to the replay review and the automated ball strike system. But it's good to see Vargas. He's actually hitting for a decent average for the Nats in this scoring opportunity. And Kalnick was right. He got the turnover on the call. That's his first successful challenge. He had been 0 for the challenge system prior to that one. So he's now ahead of the count, 2-1. And this one's in for a strike, 2-2. Two balls, two strikes to Kelnick. And the pitch is outside, ball three. Back to Ildemaro Vargas. It's just, I don't know, when you're in the, when you watch a whole lot of PCL games over the years, it's cool when a player who spends a whole lot of time in AAA gets a chance to play regularly in the majors, even if he is older like Vargas is now. So here's a swing and a miss, strike three, and down goes Kelnick, and that wraps up the top of the eighth. Kelnick with just his third strikeout in his last 35 at-bats. One run scores for the Red Ears in the eighth on two hits. There were no errors, one runner left. We go to the bottom of the eighth inning. It is Las Vegas 8, Tacoma 3.
When people come before profit, convenience comes without compromise.
That's why BECU has built a top-rated app.
So we can track our spending.
Deposit checks.
Manage debit and credit cards.
Pay bills.
And send money, just like that.
Credit unions are powered by members and the values we share.
And BECU puts that power right in our hands.
So join us.
BECU, more than just money.
Federally insured by NCUA.
Do your friends describe you as personable, trustworthy, and hardworking? Do you enjoy helping others solve their problems? Well, Pacific Office Automation wants to hear from you. We're the most successful and fastest growing supplier of office technology in the country, and we're hiring. We offer awesome careers and training, and many of our positions grow with you financially as you grow professionally. Go to pacificoffice.com and discover how a career with Pacific Office Automation could change your life.
Pacific Office Automation. Problem solved.
I got Park Hill and West Valley covered on Tuesday.
At Marita's Pool Service, the current staffing plan doesn't hold water.
Three more neighborhood pools on the same day.
She needs more pool technicians to dive into work headfirst.
That's awesome, but now we're shorthanded.
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. We instantly connect you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
We go to the bottom of the eighth inning. It is 8-3, Las Vegas leading the Red Ears. Kyle Bird came in from the bullpen, got the final out of the seventh, striking out Matt Davidson. He stays in to face Bo Taylor. And the pitch is inside, and it hit him on the shoulder, and Taylor will head down to first base, hit by the pitch. So he's on to get things started for the Aviators in the last of the eighth, and now Kevin Smith is the batter. This series will continue with a night game tomorrow at 7:05. Austin Warner will be on the hill for the Red Ears. Mason Miller will make his AAA debut for the Aviators. He was the draft pick just last year, 2021, already reaching AAA. He reportedly throws 100 miles an hour. So here's a swing and a miss by Smith. So we'll get a look at Mason Miller tomorrow. Sunday's day game at 12:05 to wrap up the road trip is Sheffield for Tacoma and Zach Logue for Vegas. Now a swing and a liner into left field, a base hit for Smith. Taylor stops at second base. And the Aviators have two on with no one out at the bottom of the eighth inning. Kevin Smith stroking a single to left field. Now Nate Mondu will be the batter. Pitch to Mondu is low and away for a ball. Now the 1-0 is swung on and hit in the air to left. Derek Hill is there, and he makes the catch, and there is the first out in the bottom of the eighth inning. Mondu flies out to left field. And now Luis Barrera will be the batter. He's 0-2 with a walk and a run scored. Toronto beat Baltimore today in Canada 6-3 as Matt Chapman homered twice. And that was a good result for the Mariners in terms of them moving closer to clinching a postseason spot. So now the pitch is outside for a ball. But there's going to come a time it's starting to look like the Mariners will have clinched a playoff spot but are going to have important games for seeding down the stretch. As here's one inside for a ball to Barrera as he was bending backwards to get out of the way of it, 2-0. There's a big difference in terms of the playoff situation if you're the number one wild card, number two wild card, or number three wild card. So here's a pitch in for a strike. Now the 2-1 pitch is called a strike. And that is being challenged. Barrera challenged it. All of a sudden, both teams are challenging a lot of pitches here in the eighth inning. And they're right, that pitch was high. Barrera correcting his challenge. So the count's 3-1 to Barrera. And the pitch is swung on and bounced foul first base side. Now Bird with the 3-2 on its way to Barrera. And it is inside, ball four. And that loads him up. Taylor takes third. Smith down to second. Barrera draws his second walk of the night. The bases are loaded with one out for Mickey McDonald. McDonald's 0-3 with a ground out and a couple of strikeouts. Big game in the National League today. Braves beat the Phillies 7-2. Now a swing and a little one hopper to Moore. He feeds VR. There's one. Relay to first is not in time on a close play. And scoring from third is Bo Taylor, and it is a 9-3 ball game. That was a one hopper hit to Dylan Moore at short, but it was not a liner. It was kind of a spinning jam shot that he fielded on one hop. They got the force out on Barrera at second. VR pivoted and fired to first, and it was close over there, but McDonald called save. So he reaches on a fielder's choice and gets an RBI. Runners at first and third with two outs for Connor Capel. And the pitch from Bird is a fastball called a strike. Braves were trailing the Phillies 2-1 in the bottom of the eighth, and they scored 6 runs in the eighth. Ronald Acuna with the go-ahead 2-run homer. Braves one game behind the Mets in the National League East. The Mets also won today, but they're playing Pittsburgh. So they're expected to win, as here's one in for a strike. The Phillies have the number 2 wild card spot in the National League. Here's a swing and a foul tip. Still 0-2. The National League wild card race is very different than the American League one because the number 1 wild card spot is already more or less determined. It's going to be either the Mets or the Braves. Whichever one of them does not win the National League East is going to have the number 1 wild card spot because their record is way better than the other wild card contenders. 0-2 to Capel is popped up on the left side, and there's Moore at shortstop, and he makes the catch, and the inning is over. But Vegas adds a run in the bottom of the eighth inning. One run on one hit, no errors, and two runners left on base. We go to the ninth. It is Las Vegas 8 to Tacoma. Actually, that's not right. They scored there. It's Las Vegas 9, Tacoma 3. That's the correct score, I promise. We head to the ninth next.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer?
When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community. Places where you shop, walk the dog. Or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at soundcu.com and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union. Invested in we. Insured by NCUA.
Thank you, Rainiers fans, for your continued support of Tim's Cascade. Game day always brings out the best in the players, the team, and our fans. Load the bases and go for the grand slam with your favorite bag of Tim's Cascade potato chips while enjoying the game. With Tim, you will always score. Tim's Cascade is preferred by locals. We are Pacific Northwest, the official snack of Tacoma Rainiers baseball, available in your local grocery stores. At Cannon Electric, we believe your home is your number one investment. You want a service professional who is knowledgeable and trustworthy. At Cannon Electric, your home safety is important. So our technicians are not only drug tested and background checked, but are also highly trained. We are so confident you will love our technicians and our service that we back it with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And we have our 5 super guarantees, which you will not find anywhere else. Visit us at CannonElectric.com for more information.
We go to the ninth inning. Rainiers need a big rally. They trail 9-3. Vegas has brought in the left-hander Adam Kolarik from the bullpen. Kolarik 1-2 with a 5.55 ERA in 32 appearances. Jonathan Villar is the first batter who will come to the plate for Tacoma. Previous pitcher Jake LeMoyne went 2 innings, allowed 2 hits and 1 run. No walks, 2 strikeouts for Vegas. Villar, switch hitter, bats right. He's 1-for-3 with a double and an RBI tonight. Rainiers have been limited to just 6 hits. Pitch from Kolarik is fouled away. There's strike one. So 0-1 the count. And the pitch is swung on and bounced towards third. That's fielded by McDonald. Easy toss to first, and one man is out in the ninth. Villar bounces out to third base. One out for Josh Morgan. Morgan's 0-for-3 with 2 strikeouts and a ground out. Kolarik is ready. And the pitch is taken on the outside edge for a strike. Mariners have drawn a little closer. Ty France hit a 2-run homer. It's now 8-6 Angels. And they're at the 7th inning stretch. Hems are not out of it. Next pitch outside for a ball, 1-1. The 1-1 is popped up foul and out of play, 1-2. One out of the ninth, 9-3 Vegas. They're looking to even the series. Kolarik's pitch is inside for a ball. Adam Kolarik, former major leaguer with both Tampa Bay and the Dodgers. Here's his 2-2 pitch on its way to Josh Morgan, and it is a swing and a foul. Still two balls, two strikes. Now the 2-2 is coming. And it is swung on and chopped towards the second baseman, Mondu, who fields it and throws out Morgan at first. And two men are gone in the ninth. Las Vegas is an out away from victory. The Red Ears will send Zach Green to the plate. Green's 0-2 with a walk. And the pitch is taken outside for a ball. Now the 1-0 swung on and bounced to the left of the second base bag. Juggling it as he fields it is Smith. He recovers, throws to first in time for the out. And that's the ball game. The Red Ears go in order in the ninth inning. And Las Vegas wins it 9-3, the final score. The Red Ears had just six hits today. Vegas hit three homers, including two from the veteran slugger, Matt Davidson. 9-3, the final. We'll recap it in the Tacoma Red Ears post-game show coming up next.
The connected world is expanding at an unprecedented rate. How can your business deliver the latest apps and services to every employee and remote location in your enterprise? Infoblox, the leader in modern cloud-first networking and security, gives distributed organizations increased network visibility, automation, and control. So multi-cloud apps and services can be used by everyone, no matter where they are. Infoblox, delivering secure cloud-first networking experiences.
Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. In addition to hospital care, they offer leading pediatric experts in surgery, orthopedics, neurology, cancer care, and much more, conveniently in the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's treats your child like their own. They care for the unique needs of the whole child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Don't delay care for your child. Find a pediatrician, urgent care, or a pediatric specialist by visiting marybridge.org. Mary Bridge Children's. We're here for you.
Do you know what's great about being a Fred Meyer Boost member? Well, for starters, free delivery on orders of $35 or more. Yep, you'll get free delivery on all the Fred Meyer products you love. And as a Boost member, you'll get more rewards, too, like double fuel points on everything you buy. Experience a new level of membership starting as low as $59 a year with Boost by My Freddy's Rewards. Sign up today at fredmeyer.com. Restrictions may apply. Fred Meyer, celebrating 100 years.
When your staff looks good, your business looks good. And with a customized uniform service program from UniFirst, we look good together. You choose from a variety of styles in the highest quality workwear and receive expert personalized services to improve and maintain your professional business image and desired brand. So call UniFirst at 800-552-4227 or visit UniFirst.com to receive the best uniform service in the industry. And let UniFirst show you how we look good together.
Well, this one goes to Vegas, 9-3. Big game for Matt Davidson, who hit a couple of homers for Vegas today. And that is the main reason why Vegas took an early lead today. Tacoma scored at the top of the first against the starter, Miguel Romero. Dylan Moore, in a rehab game, singled in his first at-bat, stole second, went to third on Jared Kelnick's two-out infield single. And then scored on an RBI double by Jonathan Villar, and it was 1-0. We went to the bottom of the first. Rowenis Elias on the mound. With two outs and a runner at first, Matt Davidson lined a two-run homer to left field, his 28th of the year. And he has homered in three of the four games of this series. And that gave Vegas the 2-1 lead in the first. Things settled down a little bit. No one scored in the second or the top of the third. Bottom of the third, after Elias struck out the leadoff man, Connor Capel reached on an infield single that bounced off the second base bag. And then Jordan Diaz lifted an opposite field two-run homer to right. And Vegas was ahead 4-1 in the third inning. They added another run in the fourth when Ben Taylor led off with a double to the gap in left center, went to third on a fly ball, and scored on a sacrifice fly by Nate Mondu. It was still 5-1. We went to the sixth inning. The Raiders scored a run without a hit. Cade Marlowe drew a one-out walk and then immediately stole second and then immediately stole third. And he was at third with one out. Jared Kelnick hit a sac fly to left field, and it brought in Marlowe and made it 5-2. And at that point, we thought the Raiders were still in the game. You know, high-scoring environment here in Vegas. 5-2 in the sixth inning is totally a situation you can't come back from. But Vegas tacked on extra runs in the late innings. They got a solo homer at the bottom of the sixth from Matt Davidson, his second of the game and 29th of the year. And then in the seventh inning, Elias still in there, his longest outing of the year. He issued two walks, his first two walks of the night. There were two outs. They left him in with two outs to face Sky Bolt because Elias had gotten him to hit three weak grounders in the infield in his first three at-bats. But this time, Bolt lined a two-run double over the head of Derek Hill in left field, and suddenly it was 8-2 Las Vegas, and that was pretty much that. Right here's got a run in the eighth on a two-out RBI double by Cade Marlowe to make it 8-3. Vegas tacked on another run at the bottom of the eighth, and they end up winning it 9-3 is the final score. Here are the final totals for Las Vegas. 9 runs, 10 hits, no errors. They left 4 on base. Tecoma scored 3 runs on 6 hits, made no errors, left 4 on base. Winning pitcher in relief, Aaron Brown, he is 7-4. Loss goes to Elias, he is 2-3. Time of the ballgame, 2 hours, 25 minutes. The attendance, 7,817. Vegas is now 69-70 on the year, and Tecoma falls to 66-73. Game 5 of this 6-game series is tomorrow night at 7.05 p.m. Vegas wins at 9-3. Stick around. We'll check out the Major League Baseball scoreboard after this.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra. 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
If your insurance isn't getting you ahead, it's holding you back. At Propel Insurance, we build smarter insurance programs that not only keep your business protected, but actually give you an edge. It's how we've become one of the largest independent insurance agencies in the country. With deep industry expertise and brokers who understand your world inside and out, Propel can help your business go farther. Learn more at propelinsurance.com. Propel Insurance. Find your momentum.
Well, Vegas wins this one 9-3. Let's check out the Major League Baseball scoreboard. Mariners in action in Anaheim. Angels lead a high-scoring game 8-6 in the bottom of the seventh inning. Luis Renifo has homered twice against the Mariners, his original team. And Mike Trout's gone deep as well. The Mariners have had home runs. Julio Rodriguez led off the game with a homer. Ty France has gone deep, as has Carlos Santana. Still up in the air. Angels lead 8-6 at the bottom of the seventh inning. Now some finals from the American League to pass along. Toronto beat Baltimore 6-3 in Toronto at the Rogers Center. Matt Chapman homered twice, and George Springer hit a three-run bomb. Blue Jays helping out the Mariners in their bid to reach the playoffs by giving a loss to the top wild card contender in Baltimore. Tigers beat the White Sox 3-2, slowing down the surging Sox a little bit. That was a 10-inning game. Victor Reyes drove in the winning run at the bottom of the 10th for Detroit. Red Sox hold off the Royals 2-1. J.D. Martinez with the go-ahead RBI single at the bottom of the 8th inning. Another strong start from Michael Wacha for Boston. He allowed one run in seven innings. The Guardians beat the Twins 4-3 in Cleveland. Pinch runner Ernie Clement scored from second base on a wild pitch in the eighth inning to give Cleveland the lead, and they hung on and won a one-run affair. And Texas scored four runs in the third inning with Nathaniel Lau hitting a two-run homer, and that was enough. They beat Tampa 4-3 at the Trop. Houston shuts out Oakland 5-0, clinching a playoff berth for the sixth consecutive season. Yordan Alvarez homered at each of his first three at-bats, and Justin Verlander tossed five scoreless innings and picked up his 17th win. The lone interleague game today just went final. Brewers beat the Yankees 7-6 in Milwaukee, scoring the winning run in the bottom of the ninth inning. In the National League today, it was the Cardinals beating the Reds 6-5. Albert Pujols, career home run number 698, just two away from 700. Padres defeat the Diamondbacks 12-3 in Arizona, just ran them out. Blake Snell got the win. Padres had 17 hits today. Cubs beat the Rockies at Wrigley in a day game 2-1. Marcus Stroman allowed one run in seven innings, picked up the win. The Nationals knock off the Marlins 5-4. Ildemar Vargas with a go-ahead RBI double in the eighth inning for the Nats. It was the Mets 4 and the Pirates 3. X-Rainiers all around in this one. Taiwan Walker pitched into the eighth inning and got the win. He is 12-4 on the year. And Dan Vogelbach hit a homer, his 17th of the year for the Mets. Atlanta scored six runs at the bottom of the eighth inning and beat the Phillies 7-2. Ronald Acuna with a go-ahead homer. Braves trailing the Mets by one game in the National League East. And one game is in progress in the National League. It's Dodgers 4, Giants nothing. They're in the eighth inning in San Francisco. That's your Major League scoreboard for today. Here in Vegas, Aviators beat the Raiders 9-3. We'll be back with more after this.
Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. In addition to hospital care, they offer leading pediatric experts in surgery, orthopedics, neurology, cancer care, and much more, conveniently in the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's treats your child like their own. They care for the unique needs of the whole child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Don't delay care for your child. Find a pediatrician, urgent care, or a pediatric specialist by visiting marybridge.org. Mary Bridge Children's. We're here for you.
So many new things to protect in life. A little care helps to keep things all right. Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
So many new things to protect in life. A little care helps to keep things all right. Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Well, the Raiders won the first two games of this six-game series. Identical scores of 8-7 on Tuesday and Wednesday. But Vegas has bounced back. They won game three last night and took game four today, 9-3 the final, to even up this series two games apiece with two remaining. Matt Davidson homered twice today, drove in three. Jordan Diaz, a two-run shot for Vegas as well. Looking for a bright spot for the Raiders. While the stats aren't going to be pretty, eight runs allowed in 6 2/3 innings. That 6 2/3 innings really helps. The Raiders have had a lot of short starts recently, and the bullpen has been used with great frequency, including six relievers used last night. And today they needed only one reliever because Elias went so deep into the game. Kyle Bird, the only reliever used today. So everyone should be fresh for tomorrow with the exception of Bird. And that's going to help things out for Game 5 tomorrow night at 7:05. Check it out, the PCL scoreboard. Reno beat Sacramento today 9-2. So they have the eight-game lead over Vegas still now with 11 games going. They moved 11 games remaining. They moved closer to clinching today. In the East, first place El Paso won. They beat Round Rock 9-3. Second place Oklahoma City won. They beat Albuquerque 12-9. So in the East in the three-team race, it's now El Paso in first. Oklahoma City is one game back. Round Rock was the big loser today. They fell to three games back in the standings. And one other game today, Salt Lake defeated Sugar Land 8-2. Well, the Red Deers will try to get back in the win column tomorrow night. First pitch, 7:05. Austin Warner's been throwing really well for the Red Deers. 5-2 with a 4.38 ERA. Las Vegas is going to start Mason Miller in his AAA debut. And Miller, just drafted in 2021, reportedly throws over 100 miles per hour. So we'll see if that's true tomorrow night at 7:05 p.m. Pregame show starts at 6:55. That'll do it for today's broadcast. Thanks a lot for joining us tonight. This is Mike Curto saying so long from Las Vegas Ballpark. Once again, our final score, Las Vegas 9, Tacoma 3.